First of all, special thank you to Archdeacon Barker for taking time out to be with us today. And at our hospitality time, if there are any additional questions about raising up deacons in the parish, please speak with Archdeacon Barker. There's been an enthusiastic response so far, and we thank God for the energy in this parish and the willingness to move forward. Thank you, Archdeacon. Archdeacon, you have a quick announcement, please, about February the 15th.
I do. Inside the week at St. George, in the inside fold at the top of the third page, Walking the Road, Beginning to Understand Indigenous Anglican Self-Determination. There is a move afoot. There's an evolution occurring in relation and coming out of Truth and Reconciliation, for there to be a self-directed Indigenous-based church in Canada. How will that fit with the Anglican Church? How is that part of the Anglican Church? What will it look like? And we're hosting a session at St. Matthew's where we're fortunate enough to have Melanie Delva, who is the reconciliation animator for the National Church. But she's accompanied by the Right Reverend Mark McDonald, who is the National Indigenous Anglican Bishop, who can talk a little bit about this. For some of us settlers, this is a challenging next step in reconciliation. Going to a powwow, that's fun. Eating First Nations tacos, that's fun. This is more complicated. What would it look like, and how would it be, and what are we being called to do?
Thank you very much. Morning has a quick announcement, and then I'll wrap things up.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is an invitation for James Liu's ordination service. James has been a very, very important co-worker for our St. George Mennonite Ministry, and he will be ordained as a priest at the cathedral next Sunday, February 11th, 4:30 at the Evensong. So I hope there are plenty of invitations outside. There are both Chinese side and the English side, and it's on that table where we can pick up our name card. I hope everyone can have one to keep it. If you are able and available, please come. And also my ordination service, I'll be ordained as a deacon, will be at May 6th. So we figured these are the important elements. This is the Chinese calligraphy wrote by James that, who also donated this to us, to serve, not to be served, and word and sacrament. And then five bread and two fish. Yes. So at the back, this circle is actually the Beatitude. And after the ordination service next Sunday, 4:30, there will be a big Chinese celebration, Chinese New Year celebration party. Food, dinner are provided, and we also invited a band. It will be great. Please all come.
Thanks, Morning. And thanks be to God for using these two persons with strong faith to do his work. So we thank God for the ministry and, more importantly, for stirring things up as we continue to worship and praise God. Quite a few announcements. Please read them. I'll just emphasize a few very quickly. Pancake Supper. Who has the tickets for the Pancake Supper? Please see, get your tickets today. They're going fast, so we don't want you to be left out. So get your tickets today. We take cash, checks, money orders, credit cards, and promissory notes. Be there. Next Sunday, we are fortunate to have Sister Connie coming in to visit with us and to continue to lead us in worship and in ministry and in the words that she is going to be sharing with us. February the 18th, Black History Service combined with Lansing United. It's at 10 o'clock, not 10:30. But we will still have an 8 o'clock service. So service here at 8 o'clock and at Lansing at 10 o'clock. For those of you who have not yet received your book on for the study on the Gospel of John, please see Doug or myself. We would like to involve as many persons as possible. And there'll be people from across the deanery who will be joining in that particular study, which starts on February the 22nd. If you have not yet submitted your report for vestry, please consider it a matter of great urgency, as we would like to have all vestry reports and a complete booklet produced on time, well on time, so that you're able to read through all of the information. It's great to be back. Thanks for all of your prayers while Felicity and myself were away in India and in Sri Lanka. I'm happy that I took the advice of many who said to me, after 10 years of going nonstop, it's time for a little break. So I'm grateful to God that that happened. And to thank you who have done a little extra during the time that I was away to make sure that everything went smoothly. So thank you, and thanks be to God. And we continue our ministry here, and we're grateful to God for this opportunity to serve.